I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghanistan is turning into a hotbed of Islamic terrorism under Taliban rule. The United Nations warns against a security vacuum, saying Al-Qaeda and Islamic State K are growing in numbers and capacity. Despite the dangers, believers choose to stay and maintain a witness for Christ. Todd Nettleton represents the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
There are still Christians in Afghanistan. I think that's the good news for people to understand. Yes, many Christians had to flee when the Taliban was taking over because they knew their lives were at risk. But that doesn't mean all the Christians left Afghanistan.
Pray that Afghan Christians can persevere through opposition and persecution.
Afghanistan is a very communal culture, so it's hard to be under the radar. They have to be very cautious and very careful, but they are sharing the gospel. They are being bold, and it's really kind of amazing.
And when you hear theological education, what comes to mind? You might think of stuffy lecture halls, hours of bookwork, or prestigious seminaries. PTEE, the Program for Theological Education by Extension, is spearheading a new approach to training. A believer we'll call Ben says,
M-learning is learning on the mobile phone, and it can't be done in the same way as our regular online learning courses.
Mobile courses are best suited for new believers.
These discipleship level courses can be used to grow spiritually, but also to grow them in service.
You can help Christians throughout the Middle East and North Africa become strong leaders. To learn how, connect with PTEE through our website.
We have a goal of developing 20 M-learning courses overall. We are kind of pioneering this. Our big hope is that our work will also enable others in the region to put their theological education onto mobile devices as well.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.